Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Talking Insights. This month, we're diving into one of the most exciting and fast evolving topics in market research, synthetic data. To explore this innovation in depth, we kicked off the series, a brand new conversation with Scott and Kyle that you could listen last week on the channel, where we unpacked a bit of what synthetic data actually is and how it's already impacting research methods. Now, for the next two episodes, we're revisiting two insightful conversations that Nikki Levoin recorded in 2023, where she explores the broader implication of artificial intelligence in market research, from practical use to ethical considerations. While these episodes were originally recorded a while back, the insights remain incredibly relevant as we continue to grapple with the AI revolution in 2025. We hope to give you both context and inspiration as we collectively rethink the future of insights. So let's get into it.
Hello, everyone. I am Nikki. Welcome to Talking Insights, the podcast where we dive deep into the world of market research, insights, and data analytics. I'm your host. I'm currently the EVP of Innovation and Strategy at Savanta, and I'm really excited to bring you a special series of episodes dedicated to SMR's AI Task Force. We are beginning a 12-part series where I will be exploring the fascinating world of artificial intelligence and its impact on the market research and insights industry. We'll be delving into the latest advancements, best practices, and ethical considerations surrounding AI, all through insightful interviews with industry experts and thought leaders. Before we dive into the series, let me give you a brief overview of what SMR's AI Task Force is all about. As you may have recently seen in the media, SMR has launched this initiative with a dedicated group of professionals from various backgrounds who have come together to explore the challenges and opportunities AI presents for market researchers. They are actively involved in driving industry standards, promoting responsible AI use, and facilitating discussions among experts in this field. I'm happy to say that I am one of the experts taking part in the coordinating group helping to drive this effort forward. In this 12-episode series, we're going to cover a wide range of topics related to AI in market research. We'll explore how AI can enhance data collection methods, improve predictive analytics, and provide valuable insights for businesses across different sectors. We'll also examine the ethical implications of AI and the need for transparency, fairness, and accountability in the use of algorithms. Long story short, we'll be covering a wide range of topics relevant and applicable to the insight sector. Each episode will feature conversations with key figures from the SMR's AI Task Force, and today I have the pleasure to have as my first guests two other members of the coordinating group, Xavier Palacio, Senior Manager of SMR's Intelligence Unit, and Ray Pointer, who you may all know as SMR's newly elected president.
Hi, Nikki. Good to be here.
So welcome to both of you. First and foremost, obviously we've talked now a little bit about what the AI Task Force is and what it's designed to do, but it would be great to hear a little bit from both of you on why the AI Task Force was formed. So Ray, maybe if I could start with you, why did you all decide to initiate this task force?
So it was really to accelerate the speed which we're moving. So Xavier and the SMR Intelligence Unit are doing work. The Professional Standards Committee are doing work on ethics and codes and guidelines, and this is all really important. But what we need to do as well is just bring in more people from other associations from right across the board internationally to make sure that we're moving at the speed of change, because this is a change that is going to happen much faster and has got some really profound implications. So we may need to make sure that we do a lot of talking, a lot of experimentation, and then we can enable the subject matter experts to get down to the detail.
Fantastic. And Zabi, if I can kind of shift over to you as well, what are some of the things that you're hoping that the AI Task Force can accomplish? What is SMR going to be able to bring to the table in this conversation?
Yes. So what I think the AI Task Force is primed to do is basically this centralization, right? Like, we're going to centralize the efforts, the discussions that are happening around AI, and this is also going to help us also internally to a very high level to identify how to or what to develop next, where to focus our efforts. And it's, of course, going to help us centralize the discussions as well. So and be able to foster that those discussions internally. So once we know a bit more what are the needs, how AI is developing, what challenges are AI presents to SMR's members and to the community and to the industry at large, we're going to be able to also learn how we can act. And of course, for the intelligence unit in particular, which resources to publish, work on, and study.
Fantastic. So now we've talked about why AI or why SMR is focusing on AI via this task force. But now let's jump in and talk a little bit about the nitty-gritty of AI in and of itself. Such a buzz term right now. Everybody is talking about it in one way or another. I'd love to start with you, Ray. How big of an issue, and I almost hesitate to use issue, how big of an idea is AI, and how big of the impact do you perceive it to be able to have on our industry? Is it as big as the birth of the internet, or is it more niche like blockchain?
So for those of you under about 45, this will be the biggest thing to hit market research in your lifetime. It is going to be at least as big as the internet. And we started using the internet for research in the mid-1990s. It didn't really take off till about 2005. And it is now the dominant platform for most insights work, the transmission of insights work. I strongly believe that the impact of AI is going to be at least as big as that. It is going to fundamentally change the way we store information, the way we process information, who does insights, who can access insights, how they will access insights. So it's a really big issue, and there is also potential for some enormous catastrophes, which is why we need to be moving to gain the advantages and avoid the problems.
So I think most of us at this stage know that the acronym of AI stands for artificial intelligence, and we've been hearing it and been using it arguably for some time. But it would be great to hear from both of you, and maybe Zabi, you want to start. How does SMR define artificial intelligence?
to be fair, that has been a bit of an elusive concept. I think AI as such is fairly new and is something that is evolving very fast and is also changing very substantially. What we understand for AI today may not be the definition, or may not be what will be understood just a few years or even a few months from now. What I wanted to an idea that I wanted to bring, perhaps to build a bit on Ray's idea was a bit the adoption of technology, right, as well. Some companies, when computers were first invented, having one computer in the office would imply that your office was suddenly, a technology firm, or applying at least technology. Nowadays, everybody has a computer, and few would say, "Oh, I'm applying actually technology," right? So the threshold at which we understand something to be present will shift. So in the past, we thought of AI of primarily tools that would allow for automation. I think nowadays that threshold is shifting towards generative AI and other forms that are far more advanced. So with that, we need to, from SMR and from the committees at SMR, we are tracking how it is defined and how the industry defines AI, and advancing with that.
Fantastic. I think that's a really helpful analogy that you brought about, because it's definitely true that obviously most of us are working with computers these days. Most of us are working online. And there is a lot of debate and conversation around which companies are tech-led. And simply having a computer and having access to the internet does not now make you tech-led. It may make you tech-involved. It may make you using tech. tech-enabled, but maybe not technology-led. So with that in mind, you both have already given a couple of examples already in some of the things that you've mentioned around what SMR is hoping to do around insights. But specifically, how do you envision SMR helping insights professionals thriving in this sort of new era that we're entering into in the context of AI?
Yeah, sure. I think one of the things that we need to do is to establish good practice and bad practice, and give a platform for the new thinking to be exposed, to be shared, so that people can pick up on that new thinking. So what is the role of codes going to be? We've got lots of fascinating things which we can talk about today, maybe like synthetic data. What should people say? Almost everybody seems to be agreeing that when you use AI, you should be telling the participants you're using AI. You should be telling the clients you're using AI. I wonder how many people who are using Grammarly are currently telling their clients they're using AI, because Grammarly is AI. It's a very clever piece of AI. It improves your writing style. And I would say that that falls below a de minimis. I don't think it is necessary. But as soon as we decide that that level of AI is not necessary, it becomes really important to define at what point is it necessary, and how do we give clients a good handle on how reliable this information is, or whether or not it's unreliable.
Yeah, and that's great too, because there definitely are things we've already been using in you know, that fall into the AI category. And that is a really great segue into something I'd like to turn over to Zabi, which is, what are some of the ways that SMR is already using AI in some of the things that you're doing, maybe in some of publications or any of the other efforts you're working on now?
So from SMR, we, of course, as you were mentioning at the beginning of this discussion, AI has been this year's buzzword, basically. So we are very much looking into it. I think it is important to listen to our members and the industry at large to understand and see how AI is being used, and report on that to be able to track its usage properly, not to jump into assumptions of how AI may be using. So for that, we are studying the development of a project to see, maybe perhaps a small questionnaire, to see how the community is utilizing AI, what challenges they are encountering, and how SMR can better also, of course, support them. So they should be hearing from us very soon about this. And of course, this the AI task force itself is a way in which we are very much also actively engaging with the community and trying to understand them. Another thing that Ray just pointed at about the usage of AI, what should be reported. I think one of the things that is very, very important, and that SMR has an important, say, role to play, is we already have a very mature, well-defined code of conduct that we have been applying to the extraction of insights, market research data, and analysis, etc. And now the question is, how is this going to be applied to to artificial intelligence itself? There are some things that I think will be a bit more challenging to apply than others, and I think Ray has given a couple of examples. But I think some basic fundamentals should still be held, right? The idea of transparency, the idea of accountability, of course, the idea of the do no harm to the individual, and the idea of security. How do we protect the individual as well? So these are all, I think, in a nutshell, right? But areas in which SMR is very much or very actively looking to serve the community.
Fantastic. And along those lines, you know, as someone who is an insights professional working within this sector, and understanding that transparency is of utmost importance, but also wanting to understand how others around me are using AI. You know, what are the opportunities for becoming AI enabled? What are the things that people in this space, or where are the places that people in this space can go to actually learn about and understand how the industry is employing AI? Because I feel right now there's a lot of buzz, for example, on LinkedIn, somebody might be saying, you know, there's a lot of opinions being bandied around, but there's not a lot being openly shared about these are the specific ways that XYZ company is using AI in terms of its insights work. So what would you recommend to the listeners and to the viewers of this episode in terms of where they can go to get more educated on how AI is being rolled out in the insight space? Ray, I'd love to hear from you.
Well, we've got from the task force, we're going to have a series of community circles where people can log in. We're going to invite people who are doing things to come along and talk about them. We've got a one-day conference, which we're going to be announcing in October, going to be held in Amsterdam. We've got a couple of top-class speakers, one to talk about from a futuring point of view, one from a technology point of view. And then we've got about five people who are going to come along and share, here is what we are doing with artificial intelligence at the moment. Because I think that we're beginning to get a bit sick and tired of people saying, it might do this in the future. And I think we want to hear a lot more of, it is being used like this at the moment, and here are some things you can do. And here are some things that don't seem to work at the moment.
We are also developing a very interesting series in the in this podcast, precisely to talk about that as well. So here we are.
Yes, fantastic. And I also kind of want to go back to a point that both of you actually raised at the beginning. One is around that comparison between the impact that the internet actually had on the insight space, and then the other is Zabi's kind of example around a lot of people are using computers, but you know, initially when companies started using computers in this space, it sort of gave the impression that the whole group was now online and the whole group was now tech-led in some way. How quickly or slowly do you feel like AI will start to have a real impact on our industry? And maybe, Zabi, you have some thoughts on this. Is it going to be a slow rollout? Are we going to, in 1 year's time, are we going to be looking back on this conversation and saying, wow, if we had only known?
I would like to go back to my first intervention remind the audience that what we will understand as AI will also shift over time. So what we thought, you know, because the answer could be, well, we've already been using AI for a very long time, and it has changed the way we do things very substantially. Now we can analyze micro gestures from people. We can analyze verbal input. We can do video. We can do really a lot already. However, I think we are now at a different threshold, right? And we're embarking into a new journey, if you wish. I think that there has been a lot of buzz of AI having an impact on the world, and lots of voices claiming that the impact is going to be imminent, that next year we are not going to recognize what the world looked like a year past, things like this. And I just don't think so. I think these kinds of sensational or sensationalistic messages are good for clicks, right? But this is not how the world works. I think AI won't disrupt reality that quickly, just because we humans don't work that quickly either. We are a bit more traditional beings. We like the way we are, and we don't change that quickly. And also, we are imperfect. We are messier. So the application of AI will be patchier, will be a bit slower. So I don't venture to say, you know, like 5 years from now or 10 years from now, I don't know the answer to that. We will see. I think impact will be probably, you know, medium to the long term, but won't be next year that we won't recognize the world we lived in.
Yeah, and Ray, I'd love to hear your thoughts too, because I'm not yet 45 plus, so I don't remember how really quickly or slowly the internet impacted the insight space. So would love to just sort of hear how you feel it's going to go in terms of speed and pace.
So I agree and disagree with Xavier because there will be some companies by the end of this year who will be doing 90% of their research via AI, and it will have changed beyond recognition from what they did last year. Those companies will be a minority, which is why the whole industry doesn't change. If we go back to last time round, General Mills moved incredibly quickly to do online testing when only about 30% of the population had access to the internet. They worked out what it could do, how to adjust the numbers. They did side-by-side testing and just adopted it. Other companies took another 10 to 15 years to get to where General Mills got in year one. And that is what we're going to see here. So there are already companies out there that do virtual eye tracking. Instead of showing your box or your magazine or whatever to real people, you show it to a AI system that says this is where people's eyes would have gone. It is much faster and it's much cheaper. Some clients are now only buying that, but they are a tiny minority. We're seeing some new synthetic qualitative where personas are created and then personas are discussed with. Some people have moved over already to only doing that, but they are a super small minority. So the way it changes is not that the whole industry moves forward 1 inch, 1 centimeter, and so on. It's that some people charge forward, and some of them do really well, and some screw up, and then the rest of it follows on.
So I'd love to sort of wrap up the session with the question that everybody is asking themselves right now. And I'd love to hear from you both on this, but maybe Ray, I'll start with you, and then Zabi, if you can jump in. Is AI going to take my job?
I've got two answers, really. The first one is an idea which I've stolen from lots of people. AI won't steal your job. Somebody using AI will steal your job. So you really do need to be getting in on this process. There is a talent shortage in our industry, so clearly good people are unlikely to lose their job because of AI really quickly. However, I am worried about how English speaking AI tends to be and what its impact might be in different countries and different cultures around the world. Will it tend to ignore them? Will it tend to oversimplify them? Or will we learn to respect the differences and actually enhance the human input from those different countries and cultures?
Zabi, what about you?
Basically, fully agree with Ray, including that sentence of AI won't steal your job, someone using AI will. Maybe to build on those ideas, I wanted to perhaps bring back some of the work that has happened that has happened here at ASMR, also with regards with the code and how the code could be applied to the user to the usage of artificial intelligence. Because I think in there are some ideas on why AI won't necessarily steal your job. So on the one hand, we have this idea of, generally speaking, the biases, right? So Ray has pointed out to why or how AI is mostly English speaking, but we have encountered plenty of other types of biases. For example, the most perhaps popular ones are the ones that we have found with ChatGPT, but they can happen at all levels. So this links to this idea of the human supervision needed behind AI systems. So I think, or I have this idea that we will still need a human behind an AI system to guarantee that it functions appropriately. And I would like to give to put as an idea. There was a couple of months ago a contest, a photography contest. I think it was in Germany, if I'm not mistaken. I may be And the winner was a guy who actually had programmed AI to create the perfect picture. This person won, but this person was a professional photographer who needed to know the aperture, the type of film being used, the shutter speed, and every single detail of that picture in order to create something of actual value, right? I think it's going to be something a bit similar with the insights function using AI. There may be people using AI and thinking that they are extracting insights. That will be amateurish. We will still need an actual person with knowledge, with expertise behind an AI system to guarantee that what AI produces is worth, right? Is an actual insight. We also see that AI must be explainable. Well, it's very difficult to get into AI and see what it's composed of and be able to explain it and to fully understand this. This is also going to create a whole series of experts focused on understanding AI. And lastly, we were talking about accountability. What happens when AI goes wrong, or how we should bring this level of accountability there. We will need to have an expert behind who actually endorses, right, that particular AI tool. So I think at many levels, we will still require a whole body of experts and, of course, insights experts behind AI.
Fantastic. Well, that is actually a great segue into wrapping this episode up. Because I want to thank you both for being here on the sort of inaugural full-length episode of the series, and to remind viewers and listeners that we will be having more episodes ahead with additional experts from around the space and from around the industry to talk about various things like ethics, what's being done, ideas for the future, and ways that we can safely and ethically apply AI in the insights space. So do stay tuned for more episodes to come. For those of you watching and listening who want to hear more from the Talking Insights podcast, you can find other episodes within the resources tab from the homepage on the SMR website. So thank you both again, Ray and Zabi, for joining me today, and looking forward to chatting with more experts ahead and bringing more news and ideas from the AI space to our members.
Thank you for the privilege, Nikki. Thank you, Ray.
And that's all for today. Thank you so much for listening. As I said in the beginning, this is the second part of 3 episodes series. And right after that, we're going to Asia. So stay tuned for that, and I'll hope to see you again soon. Bye.